Radio Ghana's investigations show that 16 of the 18 6-unit emergency classroom blocks being built for selected second-cycle schools in Ashanti region have been completed. Three of them are yet to be officially handed over to the beneficiary schools for use, while two are still under construction. Our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu reports that the project consultant, Architectural and Engineering Services Limited, has already inspected and certified the quality of the project before the handing over. Here's the full story.
Management of three of the beneficiary schools said they earlier sought an approval from the Ministry of Education to develop the classroom blocks into story buildings in order to make judicious use of their limited land. These schools are the T.I. Ahmadiyya Senior High School in Kumasi, Kumasi Wesley Girls Senior High School, and Nkariya Senior High Technical School. The Ashanti Regional Consultant of the Architectural and Engineering Services Limited, George Frimpong Gentil, told Radio Ghana that the contractors had been paid by the GET Fund to finance the projects. Mr. Gentil said work on the Asokori T.I. Ahmadiyya Senior High School has delayed because the contract had to be terminated and re-awarded due to inefficiency. Some of the headmasters lauded the government's intervention, saying it has eased the classroom accommodation problem that characterized the introduction of the four-year senior high school system. The headmaster of New Edubiasi Senior High School in the Adansi South District, Daniel Balfour, said first-year students who took their lessons from the school's dining hall have been relocated to the new classrooms. He said the school still needs additional classrooms. On his part, the headmaster of Mabani Senior High Technical School in the Hafuano North District, Igret Kwame Fori, said even though the new facility has provided some relief to management, there is still congestion in certain classrooms. Mr. Ofori mentioned in particular the general arts department, where as many as 120 students have been accommodated in a classroom due to overwhelming increase in admissions. He made an urgent appeal to government for a vehicle, as the school currently relies on its private car for official purposes as a result of the rickety nature of the only pickup acquired in 1991, while the recent Mahindra provided by government for the school is at a workshop after a road accident.
Nicholas Osewusu's report.